Does your kitchen need tunifying before the holidays? Kitchen Tune-Up will help you select the right service to meet your kitchen goals and budget. Call 810-488-9778 or visit us at kitchentuneup.com to set up a virtual consultation.
All right, hey, it's Friday, and yesterday at the White House, the gang was back together again, the White House Coronavirus Task Force. They held a press briefing. Joining us right now to talk more about this, ABC News correspondent Karen Travers. Good morning, Karen.
Hey, good morning.
We haven't seen these folks all together in a while, have we?
No, I mean, months. We had our producers go back and try to look exactly when that was, and it was at least 5 months ago, 6 months ago. So really striking that as the cases are going up, as the hospitalizations are going up, as the deaths on Wednesday reached a toll we haven't seen since May, it was notable that the task force came out and gave a briefing. I think we should note, though, they didn't take any questions. And that's really remarkable because this is a really pivotal time right now. There are a lot of things to ask about in terms of the administration's response, in terms of where things are heading, issues with the virus. And Mike Pence and the other health experts didn't stay for any questions.
What did we learn, though, from the task force in their briefing yesterday?
You know, a lot of it was repeating the same basic messaging that we heard from them months ago, that, you know, asymptomatic spread is spreading the virus. People are not aware that they have it. People should wear masks. Hand washing is important. But it is notable that 8 months into this, they still have to repeat these things, because certainly a message from the president has been not as supportive of some of those things and what the president has said and done. Pence did offer words of condolence for the lives lost. And we haven't seen the president come out and say anything after that grim milestone of 250,000 deaths. But I think that's another thing that was striking to us, is that Pence kept saying a couple times that the president and the administration doesn't support another national lockdown. But of course, there never was a national lockdown. It was always a state-by-state thing. So it was a curious message and something that reporters were eager to ask him about, but he didn't take questions. So clearly, they don't want to do a national lockdown, but they never did it in the first place. Governors always had the ability to decide what they would or would not do in their state.
Well, and speaking of governors, President-elect Biden yesterday actually held a meeting with several governors, didn't he?
Yeah, he did. He did a virtual meeting with some top officials from the National Governors Association, a bipartisan group of governors. And Biden afterwards gave remarks and addressed that milestone of 250,000 deaths. And he said, you know, it was tragic, and that he knows how tough it is to find purpose in the memory of a loved one that you just lost. But Biden, as he often does, you know, clearly touching on his own personal story, he said it'll take time, but you'll find it. He also emphasized very strongly that he's not in favor of a national lockdown. He said that on the campaign trail, but he said somehow this is still getting confused that he's pushing for this. He said governors should decide how to do this. Certain parts of the country should do one thing. Certain parts should do another thing, depending on where the caseload is in those states. But, you know, meeting with governors, we have certainly seen Biden say he was going to push governors to do mask mandates in their states. That is something he could do, but he can't force it.
Yeah. Meanwhile, we do have good news about a vaccine. We look to 2021 for possibly rolling that out. That's going to be a monumental effort, though, isn't it?
It's a massive effort. So, you know, the focus for the last months have been on the development of the vaccine. Then it goes to the production of the vaccine, because they've got to, of course, ramp up the doses and figure out how to make, you know, get it to scale. Then it's the distribution. And this is going to be a Herculean undertaking. Mm-hmm. And this is where the transition gets, you know, complicated right now. And this is what the Biden team is saying, that they need to be ready to go on day one, on January 20th, so nothing gets dropped. They don't want one single day lost, because that could mean life or death when it comes to the distribution of the vaccine. Also, people are just so eager to get that going, to resume normal life. Looks like spring should be the time. And they were very optimistic yesterday about that task force briefing about the timeline.
We sure hope so. Karen, always appreciate your time. Thanks so much for joining us. Have a great weekend.
You too. Thanks.
Take care. Bye-bye.